So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?" He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go." Come, everyone, clap your hands, shout to God with joyful praise, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. He subdues the nations before us, putting our enemies beneath our feet. He chose the promised land as our inheritance, the proud possession of Jacob's descendants, whom he loves. God has ascended with a mighty shout. The Lord has ascended with trumpets blaring. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King over all the earth. Praise him with a psalm. God reigns above the nations, sitting on his holy throne. The rulers of the world have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. For all the kings of the earth belong to God. He is highly honored everywhere. After having experienced the earthly ministry of Christ and his death and resurrection, the apostles were at the edge of a new age, the age of the church. Christ the bridegroom ascended to heaven, enthroned above, leaving his bride, the church, to usher in the kingdom on earth. The apostles had the example of Jesus' life and his commandment to love one another and to proclaim the kingdom, to tell people about the new life in Christ available to all creation. Let us heed the words of the angels who said to the apostles, "Why are you looking into heaven? For we know that Christ will come again." Our duty is not to wonder when, but rather to be witnesses of the transforming love of Christ in our daily lives. In the words of that famous St. Francis prayer, "Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy." In this way, we can bear witness that Christ lives, that Christ reigns in heaven and in our hearts. Let us pray. All you holy apostles, witnesses of Jesus Christ, guide us in our faith journey as we seek to follow Christ more perfectly and be his witnesses in our lives. Help us to be more loving, understanding, and forgiving, so that having spread the good news of Christ to the ends of the earth, we may see and hear him proclaim, "Behold, I make all things new," when he comes again to reunite heaven and earth. Amen.